What's up, Dialed fam? Coach Derek here, and I'm sitting in a hotel room in Denver, Colorado. And if you saw my setup, you would laugh. I have my phone placed on a couple of pillows to try and help with the sound dampening. And I'm doing this because I have a couple really important announcements. Now, before I tell you what those are, I gotta say, this is really taking me back to the first few episodes, which, by the way, were 4 years ago. It's almost hard to believe. I started my podcast by putting my phone down on my desk, pressing play, and just recording. Didn't worry about a microphone, didn't worry about editing, didn't worry about anything like that. Just started plugging episodes. And it was a really frustrating process because I didn't know how to edit. And sometimes I'd say crazy stuff 10 minutes in and have to re-record. But also, it's taught me so much about speaking, and it's helped me just try and become more clear in my own thought process before I spit stuff out at you. But I also want to make sure that I don't get so focused on analytics, which is something over the years I've had to consider more and more, that it prevents me from getting you guys content and updates the way that you deserve, especially the podcast listeners. I really consider you guys like the most OG core crew. And I know that most of the Dialed fam listens to the podcast. So I'm talking to you guys, and I'm excited about this update because I'm not worrying about all those things I just mentioned, and I'm giving you what you need to know. So here we go. First thing, this podcast obviously isn't very long. It's not your real content from the pod, but I recorded an episode on the Trainer Road podcast. And I'm just going to say, finally, I have been wanting to get on the Trainer Road podcast for years. I mean, really, since I learned about Trainer Road. And I initially met Jonathan Lee, one of their main hosts, or he is the main host, back when he did the MTB podcast. And so since then, I've been really kind of, I don't want to say waiting for an invitation because I know those guys so well, but I've been wondering what it was going to take to get an invitation. And I haven't prodded for it or poked for it, but the opportunity arose and it really made me proud because I respect their business and their customer base. And I just think that I've gotten to a point where they can trust the information coming from me. Maybe that's what it is. And they feel confident having me on the podcast. I'm not really sure, but either way, Jonathan Lee and I sat down for, it was over 90 minutes, and it was probably one of the most comprehensive strength training conversations I've had with anybody because it was so focused on strength training for cyclists. What he did was actually took a poll on Instagram and took the questions from the Trainer Road audience and picked out basically the biggest variety of questions that he could that he knew were very relevant to a lot of cyclists. Like any question he got that was reoccurring was added, but he ended up having like, I want to say 25 to 30 questions for me. And we got through most of them. And there's everything from, you know, questions about specific workouts to workout timing and scheduling year round, double days, age requirements, programs for specific on the bike volumes, and so much more. And so go to the Trainer Road podcast. It will be live at 8 a.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time, you guys, 8 a.m. Go and check out the Trainer Road podcast. If you're watching it on YouTube, which you can also access, you're going to see the raddest thumbnail, which I'm so grateful. They put me front and center on that sucker doing a deadlift and on my gravel bike. So please go show it some love. If you could comment on the podcast episode, that would really mean a lot. Obviously, comment something nice, please. And yeah, if you could mention you're the Dialed fam or just say that you were stoked on the conversation or say something positive about Dialed Health, that would help me out a ton because like I said, this was a big opportunity to get exposed to a much bigger audience. And I'd love for them to see that I was able to bring some of my audience over as well. So that is the podcast episode from me for you guys. But I don't think you'll be disappointed because, again, it's just so comprehensive and it's me on the other side of the lens talking a little bit more. But man, we answer so many questions. So go and check out the Trainer Road podcast. It's going to be episode 437, The Ultimate Guide to Strength Training for Cyclists, out. It's now Thursday. What date is it? August 24th at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find it on all major streaming platforms. Now, to tell you what I'm doing at Denver or in Denver, I'm at Training Peaks. And this is another thing that's really exciting. Now, you heard me right. I almost had to like repeat that. I'm at Training Peaks. They invited me out to their headquarters and they actually like flew me out here. It's been insane hospitality, picking me up from the airport, treating me extremely well. And I'm going to be going to their headquarters tomorrow and meeting a lot of their team and talking about a lot of stuff. And I'll be able to bring you guys up to speed on that soon. And I promise that as soon as I can talk about it, you'll be the first to know, probably here on the podcast, and just to the Dowd fam, maybe through newsletter or something. But it's really exciting. I'll tell you that it shows, I think, how far Dowd Health's reach has gotten. But also, I think that the actual reputation is so strong that this relationship has started. And so by started, I just mean us talking and people reaching out. And it's really surreal. I just got to be honest. It's so surreal and so cool. So that's why I'm here in Denver. I'll be basically at the HQ all day. And I'm also recording a vlog about my strength training while traveling, which is a part of the Everest Rome series. It's another thing I'm doing right now. So go and check out the YouTube channel. We have more content dropping over there. And then I guess the last thing to tell you guys is that, well, shoot, this isn't even the last thing. Let me just keep it rolling for a second. Okay, next week's episode of the Dowd Health Podcast. It's already recorded, and it's about Daniel Benjamin's 10-month transformation where he lost 60 pounds and increased his FTP from 315 to 340, and he completely eliminated his back pain. Not only that, but he started this process in October and just raced SPD gravel. And I don't want to kill the story because he'll tell it, but we're going to talk about his testimonial. It will link back to a blog post where you'll see his before and after photos, and you'll actually get to read his testimonial, which we go through. But his story is so powerful. He's a father, husband, works in law enforcement. And I kid you not, this was an interview where I had a lump in my throat. He was talking about this turning point, and I almost broke down because it was so real. And I think you guys will resonate with it a ton. And it's just incredibly inspiring. So he is like a spitting image of what can happen when you dive into really all things Dowd Health content and you put it into practice. And it just made me so proud to be doing what I'm doing. And I'm so grateful that Daniel came on the podcast and was like vulnerable, sharing his story, but also trying to get other people fired up because he just crushed it at SPT. And it's been less than a year since he was basically in a hospital. So I don't want to kill it, but stay tuned for next week's episode of the podcast. I'm so excited to break that down and, you know, just inspire you guys. So I guess the last thing I want to tell you guys about is that I started the artwork process for the Dowd Health winter kits with LEL. We did the summer kits, which were a huge hit. You guys, it was crazy. We sold 178 items. So that was between the bibs and the jersey options and the vests. And for the winter kit, we plan on keeping that same topography design, but making all the colors darker, almost like inverting the colors, I think. We did it one year where we had a black and white kit, and we had the white kit, which was the summer kit, and then we had basically the inverse kit, which was mostly black for the winter kit, and we made thermals out of it. At that time, I think we made neck gaiters and thermal bibs and vests, and I want to do the same, but I also want to add jackets this year. So we're going to have the topography design, darker colors. We're still going to have some blue in there, but it's going to be mostly black and white. And that's pretty much the update. I think that they're going to be, I think the order window is going to happen in like 3 weeks or so. And then it's 2 months after that. So these will be coming in like November, hopefully just in time for you guys to hit the cold winter. But that's pretty much what's cooking up. Thanks for listening to this podcast update. Can I say anything? Okay, can I say one more thing? If you're listening this long, you probably want to hear, dude, my kids are so rad right now. It's funny because when I'm home and they're screaming in my face and they're literally kicking me in the nuts, I'm like, man, it would be nice to just be chilling solo in a quiet place right now. But as soon as I get to a quiet place by myself, I miss them. What? Why does this happen to parents? I know I'm not the only one. It's like the most twisted thing ever, but I think that's what gets you through all the craziness. And I don't know. I just want to throw it out. My family life in general has been getting really good. I haven't been talking about it as much, not for any reason. I've just been trying to focus on, you know, the strength and riding content and everything, but just want to let you know it's going good. You know, my twins are 2.5 now. My son is 4 and, And the combination, like I said, it's crazy, but it's getting just more enjoyable. Like we can do more things. There's just more moments where we're all just having a lot of fun together, you know? And it's still a lot of work, but again, it's like we're getting out of a lot of the baby stuff, which has helped, I think, a lot. And of course, different stages bring different things, but yeah, I just want to throw that out there. My wife's crushing it. Just the best mom ever. And, you know, I feel like right now with Dialed Health, there's a lot of cool opportunities. And what's so crazy about these opportunities is how long in the making some of them have been. And things are starting to come to fruition where I'm like, man, I started that 2 years ago. Or this was something I wanted initially when I started Dialed Health or whatever. So it's just, it's very trippy, all of it. And I'm not gonna keep going. I'm gonna stop right there. But thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Go check out the Trainer Road podcast and stay tuned for next week's Dialed Health podcast episode. And until then, you guys, start moving forward. Go crush it. I'll talk to you soon.